Non-stop shock radio.
The station that shocks you.
Renegade Talk Radio.
All you dirty little Renegade Nation listeners out there, welcome to Renegade Talk Radio in Boston. In case you forgot who I am, I'm the Boston single girl, Kenzie Vixen, and this is Vixen's View, where I get to share all of the filthy thoughts in my head about dating, sex, and love with all of Renegade Nation. And I have a sexy secret to share with you. Come closer so I can whisper the dirty details in your ear. This secret is only available to my Renegade Talk Radio listeners. So listen up. If you're looking for a little naughtiness in the new year, then head over to toysforpleasure.vegas and check out their selection. Everything from the hottest new toys, sexy lingerie, lubes, and DVDs to start the year off with a bang. Oh, and just for being one of my sexy listeners, you'll receive 20% off any item and free shipping on orders over $99. Just use the offer code Kenzie, K-E-N-Z-Y, to take advantage of this special deal. So, now that I've shared that secret with you, I don't usually talk about politics, but I wanted to talk a little bit about politics right now. I know, by now, we're all sick and fucking tired of hearing, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, we are all sick and fucking tired of hearing about politics at this point. But I was in the grocery store, and I saw the cover of Boston Magazine has, looks like a professor, and it's a man, and he's got the Republican button on his suit jacket, and it says, how liberals are ruining college, liberal professors in New England outnumber conservatives 28-1, and why that's bad for everyone. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that. I'm just going to read you a little bit of what the article is and then give you my point of view. So it says, one side fits all. And it has a picture of a student writing on the chalkboard, I will not question my liberal professors. I will not question my liberal professors. Try saying that 5 times fast. And this, by the way, is by Chris Sweeney from Boston Magazine. And just a little bit of it. So he interviews this kid who goes to Brandeis University here in Boston. And he gives him a different name. He calls him Ben. And he describes him as a skinny, stressed out 19-year-old Jewish kid from New Jersey who bounces his leg when he talks and prefers the Wall Street Journal. And as with so many college students, he's wrestling with his political identity and trying to figure out where he stands on some of the biggest issues of today, from the humanitarian crisis in Syria to police violence in America. Exploring his conservative viewpoints, though, is proving difficult to do on campus. So, as a student myself, I can absolutely say that that's the truth. I have had professors in every class, from science classes to English classes to friggin' math classes, that just spew their liberal bullshit and interject their political views into every lesson or lecture. And you know what? You don't get fucking paid to stand on a soapbox and rant about the opposite party. You get paid to fucking teach. Okay, if I paid money to take a poli-sci class, or if I had paid to take, you know, a world religions class, because I could see throwing politics into world religion, or, you know, a current events or sociology, anything where it would make sense to throw politics in, fine, throw politics in, but You need to be open to hearing both sides, not just your fucking liberal agenda, okay? And I think George Carlin said it best, though, with regard to religion in his stand-up routine about the Ten Commandments. Keep thy religion to thyself. And I think the same is true of your political views in the classroom. Bottle that shit up and shut the fuck up and teach. So that's just, that's my two cents on that. But so this article, it goes on to say, so apparently last spring, so this one that just passed, 2016, Samuel Abrams, who's a professor of politics at Sarah Lawrence College in New York, decided to run the numbers. And he has 25 years worth of stats from the Higher Education Research Institute. And what it has pointed out is that in the South and throughout the Great Plains, the ratio of liberal to conservative professors is right around 3-1. On the West Coast, which tends to be pretty fucking liberal, the ratio is 6-1. And then there's New England. Here in New England, it is 28-1. Conservative professors are outnumbered 28-1. And you wouldn't believe. So, I'm not going to read the whole article to you, but just some of the things that it says about. So it says that, you know, it's how student activists recently have banded together, and it used to be alongside faculty in support of you know, things like, you know, like in the 60s when they marched together for freedom of speech and freedom of expression and things like that. And today they're marching together in support of safe spaces and protective speech and trigger warnings and all this progressive rhetoric is really just suppression of speech and intolerance to having different political views. You know, if you believe that plurality and open discourse and exposure to conflicting lines of thought are critical to a complete education and to a fuller understanding of how the world works, then you're not going to find it at college anymore. There's been a huge, huge shift in how that works. And most recently, this was in the news, the University of Chicago. The dean of students there, Ellison, he wrote a letter to incoming students and telling them that freedom of inquiry and expression will not give way to the so-called trigger warnings of safe spaces. So basically what he's saying is that the more viewpoints that you're exposed to, the better equipped you are to, you know, understand each other and deal with decisions and, you know, dealing with the real fucking world, basically. Like, you know, it used to be you go to college to have a more well-rounded view of the world and not live in this, you know, comfortable little bubble where if somebody hurts your feelings with words, then you have to run to a safe space and you cry and you go tattle on them. That's not college. That's not fucking being a grown up. So I just wanted to, some of the ridiculous reasons why, that are noted in this article, as possible causes for such an imbalanced ratio of liberal to conservative professors in New England. So apparently back in 1989, it used to be a little more in line with the rest of the country. So it was about 5-1 back in 89. And then it kind of slowly grew. But then between 2004 and 2014, conservative professors here in you know, the Northeast in New England pretty much fell off the fucking planet. It's just, they just outnumbered. And so all of this data that was collected by Samuel Adams, which is funny that that's his name, being that we're talking about New England, he's gotten a lot of flack for this, a lot of criticism. Most notably, Nobel laureate and the Times columnist Paul Krugman has argued that professors actually haven't become more liberal, but rather that the meaning of conservatism has changed, and that the, quote, foxification and now Trumpification of the Republican Party has pushed highly educated members of the right over to the left. Are you fucking kidding me? He also says conservatives don't go into academia. Are you insinuating we're not smart enough? Some of the other reasons that were noted are evidence indicating that the more highly educated a person is, the more liberal he or she tends to be. Are you fucking kidding me? Basically, what they're saying is that conservatives are a bunch of fucking morons and that liberals know all. And that the more educated you are, then you see the light. You see the liberal light. So it could also be a generational thing. I mean, you know, we have, especially here in the Northeast, we have some of the oldest schools. And there are professors who probably right around the 2000s became retirement age or, you know, started dying off because they've probably been there since the 60s. And, you know, it's just, it happens. University and college level jobs are not, you know, a dime a dozen. They're hard to find. And the turnover rate, because of tenure, the turnover rate isn't as frequent as some other professions. So, yeah, but apparently conservatives are stupid. And that's the reason why we're not college professors. It has nothing to do with the fact that, you know, this is just liberal New England. So, like I said, I have had teachers, you know, professors, college professors, who they just rant and rave about it. They have to interject their political views into everything. So, what does any of this have to do with dating, sex, love, relationships, or any of the shit I usually talk to you about? That has a fucking lot to do with it. Have you ever tried dating someone from the opposite side of the political aisle? Yeah. How'd that work out for you? Now, I'm not suggesting that everyone falls lock and step with whichever political party they're registered with, but it's rare that someone would identify as a member of one political party or the other and not subscribe to the majority of whatever that party stands for. Now, I don't care if it's the fucking Green Party, the Tea Party, the Liberal Party, or the Libertarians, the Democrats, the Republicans, what is it? I don't know, the Rainbow, they're part of the Green Party now. So, whatever party it is, it's pretty rare that if you're identifying, and I'm going to use the political correct term here, just like gender identification, if you're identifying as a member of a political party, it's pretty obvious that you're going to subscribe to most of what they're spewing, okay? No matter what party that is. So, if you're dating somebody and you're pro-life, and the person you're dating is pro-choice, and after a drunken night or some rough sex, your birth control fails. You know, condoms break, you know, whatever. You know, what do you think? That's never happened before. So your decision will make or break your relationship, your decision about that pregnancy. And even for topics not as personal as an oops pregnancy, there's illegal immigration, your choice of presidential candidates, how to parent your children, gun control, political correctness, even in the privacy of your own fucking home. Finances, education, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, if you're having a relationship with somebody, or if you're dating somebody, I mean, if you're just fucking them, that's one thing. But if you're looking to, you know, you're seriously dating somebody and in a relationship or at least moving towards that point, these things are going to come up and they're really going to, they're going to put some kinks in the road when it comes to trying to have a relationship with that person. So last year in February, Sex in America, or Singles in America, did their Sex in America survey, and which is on my site, bostonsinglegirl.com, and where this, you know, we just got through an election year, they figured they would add politics and the dating differences between the political parties. Democrats who talk about marriage on the first date are 64% more likely to get a second date, while Republicans are 122% more likely to increase their chance of a second date if you go to an expensive restaurant on the first date. All right, so, you know, maybe Republicans like to spend money, or, you know, we like nice things. When it comes to sex, Hillary supporters are more likely, 102%, to lie when asked, "What's your number?" Well, does that surprise any of us? While 99% of Trump supporters are more likely to film themselves having sex. Conservative, you know, we tend to be freaks in the sheets. Okay, just putting that out there. Now, I don't know if you've ever dated somebody from, you know, whatever your political preference is, I don't know if you've ever dated somebody from a different political ideology. I have. It never works out. Because the sex will be just, you know, one of you wants one thing and one wants the other. Sex in a relationship, regardless, I mean, there's so many different reasons that that could be. There's religious reasons, there's political reasons, there's just, you know, your past, whatever. But I just, as a conservative woman, I just find that trying to have sex with somebody from, you know, who's just all mushy and gushy and pussified, and it's just, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. All right. But anyways, enough bullshit about politics. I would much rather talk to you about sex. So ladies, stick around, and men, you'll want this, you'll want in on this too. Because when I come back, I'm going to talk about sex dolls and bionic penises.
We don't sugarcoat shit. This is Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Radio.
All right, all you dirty little fuckers, welcome back to Vixen's View on Renegade Talk Radio Boston. So, AVN, the Adult Video News Awards, are coming up in a couple of weeks, and I am preparing myself for all of my interviews and the shenanigans by checking out all of the latest products, sex toys, and all that bullshit. Knowledge is power, right? Well, I came across something on Facebook the other day that piqued my curiosity. The headline read something like, "New male sex robots with bionic penises to replace men." And I thought, what the fuck? Like, I think I sat there with my mouth just dropped open, and no cock around to throw in it. So of course, when I read that, I had to do some research. Now, I have a drawer. Okay, maybe it's more like a small tote. Full of sex toys. I have dildos and vibrators and G-spot simulators and stimulators. Not simulators. And finger vibes. And, I mean, I've got, you know, rubber cocks that suction cup to whatever I want it to suction cup to. The wall, a chair, a ball, fucking anything. Anyways, I you name it, I probably have it. But none of those toys can compare to the feeling of a nice, stiff cock pounding the fuck out of me. Now, sex dolls are nothing new. There have been various versions of sex dolls for men around for years. And practically every female porn star has a life-like. What the fuck? I can't talk today. Must be all the fucking nasty, dirty sex I had, like, 30 minutes ago. Anyways, you fucked my brains out. So every female porn star has a lifelike sex doll of herself for, you know, fans to fuck. And personally, I think the things are fucking creepy, okay? Now, have you seen these, some of these fucking things? Like, they've got their nails painted, they've got eyelashes, it's just fucking creepy. They're just a little too fucking lifelike for me. It gives me flashbacks of the movie Child's Play when, you know, with the doll who comes to life and butchers everybody. But, you know, whatever gets your rocks off, okay? I don't judge, but, you know, if you like pocket pussies or sex dolls, whatever, have at it. I don't give a shit. Just keep that creepy shit away, you know, when I come over. Just, you know, shove it under the bed, put it away, stick it in the closet, whatever. Just keep the fucking shit away from me. So, I saw this article about a sex doll that now it's for women. And it just kind of freaked me out. It says, new male sex robots with bionic penises. So right there, I want to know what a bionic penis is. May just replace men in the pleasure department. So basically, it's like the sex doll for men, okay? And it comes with, it says it can outperform any sex toy. The male sex doll needs to be able to have some tricks up its sleeve that the female robots don't need. So Real Doll is one of the companies that makes these things. And they're just to look at it is very creepy. So apparently, you can wrap your arms or wrap your legs around this cyborg. That's really what it is. This is something out of a sci-fi movie. They're armed with batteries, and apparently eventually they will be able to be electrically charged. So you'll be able to plug your dude in so that he can keep fucking you and fucking you and fucking you. Apparently, they're also working on it to be able to take, and this is where it gets really fucking creepy as far as I'm concerned. It will have, like, artificial intelligence so that it can respond to your desires. So that if you tell it to fuck you faster or fuck you slower or, oh yeah, baby, keep doing that, it will actually respond to your cues. Now, I don't know if I like that. It's basically like plug your dude into the wall and I don't know. I just can't get past the artificial intelligence part is what bothers me. I just can't get past that. So apparently it will be able to go as long as you want. And it says, well, also, backstories are also vital for giving women the sexual experience they want in the bedroom. So the robots will come in all shapes and sizes. And I don't know. I'm looking at some of the pictures. Seriously, anybody that is interested in seeing what these things look like, whether male version or female version, you need to look up Real, R-E-A-L, Doll, D-O-L-L. That is the website that makes the, I mean, they already make the ones that are the female porn star type version. But the male ones are just, I don't know, ladies, tell me what you think. I mean, yeah, it's got a chiseled chest and great abs and all that, but I don't know about the bionic penis. I mean, how does he needs to be able to move to fuck you. I mean, or do I have to do all the moving? Like, I don't know. When if a guy's on top of me, or like, so is this kind of like a Symbian where you're going to ride him? Like, I don't, there's just too many unanswered questions. Too many unanswered questions. I don't know. Technology's great, but I need a real man in the bedroom. I don't know about fucking a robot. I don't know. This one might be a little bit too much even for me. And I've done some pretty wild, kinky, out there shit. But their faces. Oh my God. Oh. Yeah, it's just a creepy, creepy website. If you see how they're made, it's really creepy. But supposedly it is like a massive, it's basically like a top selling sex toy. And they're gonna make them that have vibrators in them, and basically, so it's gonna be like a dildo with a rubber man attached to it. I mean, that's really what it sounds like. I don't know. I mean, I love my sex toys, but like I said, I nothing beats having a sweaty, just man, like the fuck. You dig your nails into his back and bite him, and well, I guess you could do that with this toy too, but then you're gonna like bite and a chunk of rubber is gonna end up in your mouth. Like, I don't know, it's just not the same thing. If his back doesn't. Sorry. If his back doesn't look like roots at the end of it, then I don't know. It's just not worth it. So, whether you're into fucking a doll, or fucking yourself, or fucking a real life person, I hope that you are fucking. And I hope that you're fucking someone who doesn't bring politics into the bedroom. So, it's time for Mistress to put away the whips and the handcuffs, clean the wet spots off the seat, and strut away in my stilettos, leaving you thirsty and aching for more. Hopefully, more real cock or real pussy, and not doll cock or pussy. I love hearing from my dirty listeners, so if you ever want to chat with me about your sexual desires, or if you want to share your kinky stories with me, or if you have a special fantasy you'd like me to fulfill while I'm at AVN, you can head over to my website, bostonsinglegirl.com, or you can follow my filthy adventures on Twitter at Boston, BOSTN, single girl. And of course, if you found this episode to be pleasurable, be sure to come again and again, right here on Renegade Talk Radio. Until then, my dirty listeners, XOXO.